vulnerability, and a lot of some other complexity of checking the data, etc., etc. So the goal and the summary description of this new vulnerability assessment system would be, considering Armenia's current situation of socioeconomic development and further development of all the objectives, the most appropriate method used in this international practice, worked out, is the vulnerability assessment system was found was the hybrid means testing method, which will be applied, and it will be piloting once the law is adopted by the National Assembly. The main goal of the new assessment system is to help overcome extreme poverty in Armenia, and thus also help to reduce poverty itself, the poverty line. And the new assessment system assumes transition of determining eligibility for benefits based on disposable income and assets of families. And under this method, families whose disposable income does not exceed a certain predetermined threshold are eligible for benefits in the absence of stop factors. This is the most important part. So, new vulnerability assessment system, since it assumes vulnerability assessment based on the newly defined four thresholds, extreme or food poverty, which is very important for us, lower poverty line, upper poverty line, and average poverty line, application of equivalent scale to family or household composition, which is very important. The total number of the family members is equalized to the number of members equivalent to adults, and income is distributed to the number of adult equivalent members. And considering all types of incomes, including imputation for informal and hard to verify incomes either, and application of 10 different stop factors, filters, including household conditions measured based or something like that. Measuring the vulnerability to define the size of the benefit, the family dependency ratio is the one of the core objectives of this new formula to measure the vulnerability. So, and activation would be the precondition and incentives for working age people-bodied family members. Sorry. So, and all these processes would be again digitized. The digital tool specific has already been created, and it has the interoperability for all the digital tools existing in the country, which will make, first of all, the monitoring efforts and the transparency efforts to work out the system. So expected results of the country would be improved targeting at least by 12.5 percentage point of cases of worst case scenario, including it would be 70% compared to current 50%, the people would be addressed. Improved efficiency, families with high caregiving burden live overcome extreme poverty. Mandatory activation of everybody from 18 to 62 years old, able-bodied family members, and social status is not an intuitive vulnerability factor anymore. And the size of benefit is defined based on the family dependency index or vulnerability index, which is very important for us. So, since I talked about the allocation of resources in the social protection, I will not revert to them. A sort of allowances, a sort of household opportunities were created for the people who have children, for the third and the next child born. All the assets were described in a proper manner. So if there should be any additional questions, we will refer to them later. So the next question was on my part. I will cover that. Excuse me. The child marriage age, yes, you are right. We have already the law, which will be adopted by the National Assembly on September 12th, and age 18 is the only age for the marriage permission, and the 16 year was removed from the family code. This is just to state it once again. So now I will like to pass the floor to the Deputy Minister of, let's do it like that, Minister of Health, to talk about the negative sex ratio in terms of birth or the question relevant. And then I would ask the Ministry, Deputy Minister of Justice, to respond to anti-discrimination law part. Thank you. And then to the, yes, Deputy Minister of Culture, Education, Sport, and the long name.
Уважаемая госпожа председатель, координаторы, уважаемые члены комиссии. Проблема борьбы с дискриминацией плода по признаку пола была приоритизирована на